Krishna Book Canto 7, Vrindavan Antya Leela, Chapter 38, Scene 4. Akura takes a bath in the Yamuna. The gopis cried all night before the departure of Krishna. As soon as the sun rose, Akura finished his morning bath, got on the chariot, and began to start for Mathura with Krishna and Balaram. Nanda Maharaj and the cowherder men got up on bullock carts after loading them with milk preparations such as yogurt, milk, and ghee, filled in big earthen pots, and then began to follow the chariot of Krishna and Balaram. In spite of Krishna's asking them not to obstruct their way, all the gopis surrounded the chariot and stood up to see Krishna with pitiable eyes. Krishna was indeed very much affected upon seeing the plight of the gopis. But Krishna's duty was to start for Mathura, for this was foretold by Narada. Krishna therefore consoled the gopis. He told them that they should not be aggrieved, for he was coming back very soon after finishing his business. But the gopis could not be persuaded to disperse. The chariot, however, began to head west, and as it proceeded, the minds of the gopis followed it as far as possible. They watched the flag on the chariot as long as it was visible. Finally, they could see only the dust of the chariot in the distance. The gopis did not move from their places, but stood until the chariot could not be seen at all. The gopis remained standing still as if they were painted pictures. All the gopis decided that Krishna was not returning immediately, and so with greatly disappointed hearts, the gopis returned to their respective homes. And being greatly disturbed by the absence of Krishna, the gopis simply thought all day and night about Krishna's pastimes, and thus derived some consolation. Thus, Lord Krishna, accompanied by Akura and Balaram, drove the chariot with great speed towards the bank of the Yamuna. Simply by taking a bath in the Yamuna, anyone can diminish the reaction of his or her sinful activities. Both Krishna and Balaram took bath in the river and washed their faces. After drinking the transparent, crystal clear water of the Yamuna, Krishna and Balaram took their seats once again on the chariot. The chariot was standing underneath the shade of big trees, and both brothers sat down there. Akura then took permission from Krishna and Balaram to also take bath in the Yamuna. According to Vedic ritual, after taking bath in the river, one should stand at least half submerged and murmur the Gayatri Mantra. While Akura was standing in the river, Akura suddenly saw both Balaram and Krishna within the water. Akura was surprised to see them there because Akura was confident that they were sitting on the chariot. Confused, Akura immediately came out of the water and went to see where the boys were, and he was very surprised to see that they were sitting on the chariot as before. When Akura saw Krishna and Balaram on the chariot, he began to wonder whether he actually saw them in the water. Akura therefore went back to the river. But this time, Akura saw not only Balaram and Krishna there, but many of the demigods and all of the Siddhas, Charanas, and Gandharvas. They were all standing before Lord Krishna, who was lying down. Akura also saw Sheshanaga with thousands of hoods. Lord Sheshanaga was covered with bluish garments, and his necks were all white. The white necks of Sheshanaga appeared exactly like snow-capped mountains. And on the curved lap of Sheshanaga, Akura saw Krishna sitting very soberly with four hands. His eyes were like the reddish petals of the lotus flower. In other words, after returning, Akura saw Balaram turned into Sheshanaga and Krishna turned into Mahavishnu. Akura saw the four-handed Supreme Personality of Godhead smiling very beautifully. Krishna was very pleasing to all and was looking towards everyone. Mahavishnu appeared beautiful with a raised nose, broad forehead, spread up ears, and reddish lips. Mahavishnu's arms, reaching to the knees, were very strongly built. Krishna's shoulders were high, his chest very broad and shaped like the conchel. Mahavishnu's navel was very deep, and his abdomen was marked with three lines. Mahavishnu's waist was broad and big, resembling the hips of a woman, and his thighs resembled the trunks of elephants. The other parts of Krishna's legs, the joints, and lower extremities were all very beautiful, and the nails of his feet were dazzling. His toes were as beautiful as the petals of the lotus flower. Mahavishnu's helmet was decorated with very valuable jewels. There was a nice belt around his waist, and he wore a sacred thread across his broad chest. Bangles were on his hands and armlets on the upper portion of his arms. Mahavishnu wore bells on his ankles. Krishna possessed dazzling beauty, and his palms were like the lotus flower. Mahavishnu was still more beautiful with different emblems of the Vishnu Murti, namely Kanchal, club, disc, and lotus flower, which he held in his four hands. Krishna's chest was marked with the particular signs of Vishnu, and he wore fresh flower garlands. All in all, Mahavishnu was very beautiful to look at. Akura also saw his lordship, surrounded by intimate associates, like the four Kumaras, namely Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumar, and other associates like Sunanda and Nanda, as well as demigods like Brahma and Shiva. The nine great learned sages were there, and devotees like Prahlad and Narada were engaged in offering prayers to Lord Krishna with clean hearts and pure words. So after seeing the transcendental personality of Godhead, Akura immediately became overwhelmed with great devotion, and all over his body there was transcendental shivering. Although for the moment Akura was bewildered, he retained his clear consciousness and bowed down his head before Lord Krishna. With folded hands and faltering voice, Akura began to offer prayers to Lord Krishna.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Kiri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govinda Gopinath, Madana Mohan. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.